to Real Estate Coaching Radio, America's number one trusted resource for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Starring award-winning real estate coaches Tim and Julie Harris. Get ready for unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action and make you money in this new real estate boom. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
Welcome back to Real Estate Coaching Radio. We are your humble, happy host broadcasting live from lovely Austin, Texas. Julie, my dear, welcome to today's radio show.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure, and I think it's going to be an interesting show today.
I would agree with the word interesting. I have to say, guys, when Julie told me what the topic of today's show was, I was a little nervous, and I'll tell you why. Because we received an email, a long email, from somebody who, a listener, who we sincerely are wanting to help. So actually, not even a student, just this is a listener. And what we're going to do, we're not going to tell you her name, we're not going to give you any details, nothing like that. I know this listener's listening, and so just remember as you're listening that no one's going to know it's you, so don't get embarrassed or anything. But what we're going to do is we're going to go, because this is very, her email, I think, was brilliant in that she was very in touch with the realities of maybe why she's fallen short of some of her goals in the past. And I think she deserves mad respect for having taken the time and been introspective on what she should be doing and what she's done in the past that hasn't worked. So her email summarizes so many of the emails that we get from you guys that's the reason that we're going to literally read it to you, and then we're going to talk about it on today's radio show. And listen as we go through everything and ask yourself, how does that relate to me? How does that help me? Where am I potentially making that same, creating that same challenge for myself as she is? And this will be an interesting show. We've never done a show like this before. It's kind of like a, reality meets the road type show, so it should be fun. Now, guys, remember, before we're about to read the email to you, before we do, a lot of you guys are asking about the coaching program. A lot of you guys I know are wanting to enroll, and it's not too late. Go ahead and fill out that form that's right there on your mobile device, your phone or your iPad. If you're on your desktop, just go to joinharris.com. Fill that out, and we've got people that are going to call you back right away. I know some of you guys filled out the form, and then you don't get a call back for 15 minutes or 20 minutes just because they're on the phone with other people. Well, we have more folks on staff, so we're going to call you guys back quicker. Make sure you answer the phone. Now, this coaching program, guys, this is really, I have to say, I'm not surprised, but I'm so thrilled that so many of you guys get it. This coaching program is a real-life coaching program with real coaching. You get 4 semi-private coaching calls per month. You get 1 private coaching call a month. You get everything as part of Real Estate Coaching Essentials. You get everything that, frankly, is being the same exact platform backbone that's used by some of the top agents in the nation. We're going to tell you something like 50 ways to generate leads. Probably 25 or 30 of them don't cost you anything. You don't have to buy leads. Listing presentation, buyer presentation, pre-qualifying scripts, everything you need to know about REOs, BPOs, short sales, if you guys are in markets that are shifting faster than others, everything you need to know about luxury homes. We're updating our section on a lot of you guys are interested in tech, so you're going to learn more about how you can obviously leverage social networking, all these things, all the different, as we call them, spokes that you should have in place to create a constant steady flow of business. And you know what, guys? This is a very, very affordable coaching program. And when you use the student approval program, it's only $99 per month. And remember, this is a real-life coaching program, so seriously consider becoming a student. It's simple. All you got to do is fill out that form, and someone will call you back. And again, this is a program that literally every one of you are pre-approved to enroll in. And it's a no-brainer. So please, do not hesitate. I am seriously considering in the next 30 to 60 days closing the program, just for a whole variety of reasons. I'm not sure if we're going to do it or not. It just depends how fast. Well, I'll tell you why. It's because we're updating all the information on the website. And it might be better if we basically closed enrollment for like 2 months and got all that done. So those of you guys who are current students, look for new content coming your way, updating everything. The information is never static. I mean, heck, just look at the rules with regards to short sales. It's all going to get updated very shortly. New REO lists, all that good stuff. So listen, enough about that. Go ahead and fill out that form. If you're on your desktop, go to joinharris.com. All right, Julie, let's get to this email.
Yes. Okay, so fair warning. Number one, the person who wrote this email is probably listening. You will remain anonymous because of the detail in your email, but we're using this as an example both to help you as well as many of our listeners who will absolutely relate to your email, at least on some level, at least part of the time, because this is just a great email. Second disclaimer is that this is a long email. We're going to walk you through it. We'll probably do a little bit of discussion along the way, and then we'll have some practical application at the end, what to do about all of these questions, comments, concerns, and the trajectory that you should be following as one of our great podcast listeners and coaching clients as well. So a little bit of everything for our listeners. Okay, so again, anonymously. Good morning, Tim and Julie. I listen to your podcasts and love it. There's really good stuff in them. You promote emailing you, and it has taken me a while to muster up the confidence to reach out. So let me stop right there. We always tell you guys, email us, timandjulieharris.com, julie@timandjulieharris.com. It's okay. This is what we do. So kudos to you for reaching out. And if any of you guys are procrastinating, reach out now so that we can help you. It's okay. All right, so on to the email. The agent writes, I'm tired, I'm stressed, I'm frustrated. I keep trying to make changes for the better by trying to create a marketing plan, but then I never seem to have time to implement it. Okay, so pretty much 100% of our listeners are right there, right? I don't know what to do. Processes, marketing, anything. I always seem to have so much work to do and never enough time to do it. A lot of time spent trying to figure out how to sell my listings that won't sell and trying to communicate with sellers regularly, excuse me, and trying to communicate with my buyers and find them houses, which I can't find those either. So I have not been having many appointments because for some reason I have so much computer work. I suck at time management. I don't have sales skills. I don't have consulting skills or real estate skills. This job provided hardly any training. It's learn as you go. I didn't know anything about real estate before this. I didn't even come from any part of the industry. I was in digital marketing for 2 years after I graduated from college. I don't seem to have any support or help from my broker. He seems to try sometimes but isn't really helping. I don't know if it's somewhat my ego getting in the way that doesn't want to ask for help from other agents, but I've asked him for help and his suggestions, and I either haven't acted upon them or I knew why they were wrong. I continually ask questions from other agents as things come up, but all of this seems very contradictory. I don't know whether or not to go part-time with this or part-time with a different job and do real estate on the side, but I'm making no money. I grossed maybe $12,000 last year, my first year. Now I'm at month 7 of this year. I've only made $8,000 net. Gross, I've already hit what I made last year, and of course I don't have the income to hire an assistant, clearly, so that doesn't help my situation. So, lots of frustration. This agent goes on to say, I have a hard time saying no to people. I have a hard time saying no to buyers who are looking for houses under a certain price range, or they're going to waste my time. I have a hard time pre-qualifying and being able to tell somebody if they're going to, and being able to tell if somebody's going to actually waste my time. I've got a hard time trying to tell if sellers are wasting my time and giving me crap listings, and a hard time saying no to taking those crap listings. I have a hard time not spending much time on the lower end buyers or saying no to them at all. I don't even know if I'm putting it in the right kind of effort or not wanting to do it is what I need to do. I work hard and I work a lot of hours. I don't know what to do. Can't keep doing what I'm doing. I'm stuck. I'm upset. I just want to quit. I don't exactly want to go back to writing cover letters and resumes, as I see that got me nowhere when I was last looking for a job and before I got into real estate. I applied and applied and applied, got no offers. So I jumped into real estate. I saw the potential. I wanted to be successful. I wanted the flexibility and the income potential that it could bring for the long run. I'm almost done here. I don't like always being on call. I don't like getting leads all hours of the night. I don't necessarily like giving up on my evenings and weekends all the time. I'm okay with it, but sometimes I just want to come home, be with my husband, clean the house, or do something else. Or I just want to go on vacation, relax, and not be bothered. That's not really an option, though, is it? I can't seem to figure anything out. Oh, by the way, my husband is also commission-based as a financial advisor, and she writes, aye, aye, aye. Why do I have a business manager degree but can't figure this out? Well, I've almost...
Actually, she said, can't figure this crap out. Don't skip words, Julie.
I know, I'm editing.
You are. Continue. Yes.
Okay. She goes on to write, I've quit almost everything in my life. I don't necessarily want to quit. I want to be successful. I'm tired of being unsuccessful. I want to be proud of myself. I want other people to be proud of me. I want to be confident in myself. I'm not even confident in myself right now or heck ever. I'm not sure exactly why. Maybe because I've never really felt like it. And I've never felt like I've been good at anything. Some people say I'm good I'm good at this or the other thing, but I don't really believe them. Why? I don't really know. I don't really have confidence to call for sale by owners anymore because I can't even sell the current listings I have. Okay, so then she goes on to talk about she wants to sign up for the program, but being commission-based and her husband being commission-based, we're hesitant to commit, and I can't really do a self-directed program during my busy time. I'm busy. Whether or not it's the right stuff, I don't know. Therefore, what am I supposed to do? I feel like a failure. Help. Some guidance would be greatly appreciated. Sincerely, she signs off, desperate agent. So I just, you know, my heart goes out to this agent, and I think it's such a well-written and fantastic letter that was very introspective and very honest. I can tell it probably was tough to send that to us because it was so honest, but that's what we do. We're here to help. We have had so many conversations like this. Go ahead.
So we owe it to this gal to be equally as honest and equally as, you know, I think, coming to Jesus as we can. And we cannot be, if our truest intent is to help her and help other people, we can't just, let's not meander into the PC just for the sake of the fact that there's over 100,000 people listing. Agreed?
Yes.
Okay, so, desperate agent, we're going to be treating you guys, we're going to be having a coaching call with you right now, as if, you know, you'd been one of our longtime clients, as if you had a level of trust and confidence in us that we weren't going to tell you something that was going to hurt you, okay? Now, you guys who are new listeners or are not, like, familiar with Julie and I, you are going to obviously be skeptics, and you're going to be filtering everything we say. But we are not going to address her concerns in this email as if you were one of those skeptic types. We're going to assume that you guys trust us, and you know us, and you love us, and you know we're only going to tell you the right thing to do. So, with that in mind, Julie, let's just talk about this thing. Let's break this out point by point.
Sure.
The first thing I want to point out is, and I know this first point is obtuse as heck, I realize that, but I just want you guys, this will resonate with some of you, others it won't, but this is a good place to start, and then of course Julie's going to be a heck of a lot more practical with what she's going to suggest. But the use of the word I, every statement, every sentence practically, the whole thing through, was basically a reflection of ego. Now, again, I said it was obtuse, so I wasn't lying, right? So I'm going to give the person who wrote that email, I'm going to give her a book to read. It's called Ego is the Enemy. Right, Julie? That's the name of it?
Yeah. Ego is the Enemy, okay. And it's by Ryan, R-Y-A-N, Holiday, H-O-L-I-D-A-Y.
Okay, so ego is the enemy. Now, the ego is part and parcel of now, again, this is a learning process, learning about ego. This call is not about ego, and this, you know, how we're going to respond. We're going to give her some very practical things. But that is at the heart of really what's causing the frustration. The ego is railroading your success. The ego is basically making it so that you do feel, you know, we talk about it sometimes, and every time I use this example, I always get literally a picture of my brother and I when we were little kids playing with this game, beating the crap out of it. It was called Whack-A-Mole. I remember we got it for Christmas. You guys remember that if you're, you know, a product of the 70s, like Julie? Yeah. I mean, it was this little plastic thing, and these little moles would pop up, and you'd take this hammer, and you'd beat the – I mean, John and I went through that thing in probably a month before it was just, you know, broken to bits. But that's what so many of our lives feel like. It's Whack-A-Mole. It's constant. Oh, boy, you know, your mind is literally always looking for the next problem. You cannot relax before you find your thoughts going to, oh, shit, what's behind door number two? That's Whack-A-Mole. That's your ego. And read that book. And if you're interested, listeners, in more information after you've read that book, because I think, honestly, that's a great introduction to ego, listen to past shows because we touch on it. And, start your exploration into how absolutely life-destroying ego can be. So, listener who wrote the email, I would suggest you start there. Okay, that's the end of the obtuse, not necessarily practical, usable advice. Julie, let's go right to specifics and what actions she should be taking. And for the sake of the radio show, for the sake of the listeners, for the sake of the person who wrote the email, let's just be succinct, cool?
Yes, and not necessarily overly PC because we're maintaining anonymity for Desperate Agent with quotes around her name. So, you know, to translate a little bit of your ego discussion, right, the way to work through that is to not make it about you anymore. Make it about being of service, always being of service. That's the easy, applicable translation of that. Now, I realize in your email you were being introspective, so that's okay. But let's drill down on this. So trying to make changes for the better by creating a marketing plan. Okay, so let's stop there for a second. If you're not yet making consistent month-in and month-out income, to the point where you can save at least 10% off the top of every check and sock away 20% to your taxes month in and month out. You probably don't have a marketing budget. So, and again, you know, feel free to re-email and recalibrate, but if you have not yet achieved that, you don't have
a
marketing budget. No,
mailers.
No pay-per-click.
No mailers. No pay-per-click. No buying buyer leads.
There's
None of that stuff. None of that gimmicky stuff. None of the easy button stuff. So, you know, all of you guys, with no marketing budget, you're going to be going in debt to buy leads. But the problem is even if you get one, you are not going to know how to convert that lead, and that lead will not become business, and it's basically a perpetual cycle of insanity. So, and Julie, her marketing plan could have very well met, though I have a feeling that you hit the nail on the head. She thinks she has to spend money to make money, which, oh, my God, is that ever part of the ethos of business?
Right.
And it's not true. You basically can make money in real estate. It's one of the best things about it with having good skill set. But aside, her marketing budget, her marketing plan should be consistent with where she is in the business. You know, I would, and everyone starts, we like everyone to start, not end, but start at the same thing, centers of influence and past clients. So that should be the number one thing that you do. Now, hopefully you're from the community that you're, you know, marketing to. If not, you know, that's a challenge, but you can overcome it by joining and participating in other things. There are centers of influence and past clients. You don't have a lot of past clients, but you might have centers of influence. It might be the people you go to church with, the people you grew up with, your husbands, you know, all those types of things. So that is the easiest. Now, what do you say to them? How do you communicate with them? How do you go about letting them know you're in the real estate business in a way that's comfortable, that you can be confident about? Well, that's where the scripts come in. That's where understanding basically how to talk with people, how to communicate with people. But Julie gave you a huge secret. Well, it's not a secret if you listen to our podcast every day. And it was focus on them. Don't focus on you. Don't focus. Like if you're communicating with somebody and your mind is constantly going to what am I going to say, how am I going to say it, you know, all those types of things, which, you know, if you're everyone's guilty of that at some differing degree. But if you're focused on that, you're going to stay in this perpetual state of fear. If you just listen to someone and start communicating with people, guys, it's easy to make real estate contacts. It really is. If you go to Julie and I used to go to this cheese ball French bulldog meetup. This was years ago. We have French bulldogs. This is pre-Zoe, before we had our daughter.
PZ.
So, yeah, PZ. So we go to this French bulldog thing with, you know, our little Frenchies, and we'd meet people there. Now, we didn't sell real estate, but had we sold real estate, there was like a herd of French bulldogs, and all the owners would, you know, sit and talk and whatever. We could have gotten tons of real estate leads doing something we loved, sharing time with people who had common interests. Easy to generate real estate leads. Everybody around you is either, you know, they want to buy a house, rent a house, they want to sell a house, they want to buy another one, they want to downsize, they want to upsize, everybody needs a place to live. Well, so it's not difficult to generate listing leads. It's not even difficult to generate buyer leads. You just have to be comfortable and confident. How to just have natural conversations with folks that progress to real estate. Lots and lots of ways to do it. You can do business networking things. But that's always the first place that we ask for all of you to start. Now, some of you guys come to us already having established centers of influence and past client system in place. But here's what we've discovered. You're relying on stupid emails or a newsletter, and you're thinking that's going to carry the water home, even though maybe you started being more practical, working, you know, getting to know people at your church, things like that. And you don't do those things anymore because you've become too busy. And you've replaced networking with people at church with buying buyer leads. And you're wondering why, even though you might be making more money, your accountant's telling you every year you're actually netting less and saving less. We just told you why. So if you have that as your primary spoke, centers of influence and past clients, that is a great place to start. Don't stop there because there's only so much you're going to get out of there. But the Gallo Royce email, start there. Now, the next thing is, Julie, do you have another point teed up? Because I have something else that probably worth mentioning.
Go ahead.
Okay, so the essence of real estate, what makes it so beautiful is that it really does and can come down to just one number. And it's very simple and basic. Now, there's a lot of moving parts to make this work, but here's the essence of it. If you live in, say, for example, Austin, Texas, and let's say you live downtown, and let's say your average sale price or the average sale price of the area is $600,000, and let's say your goal is to make, I don't know, pick a number, $20,000 a month, let's say. Well, in Austin, a $600,000 house basically will pay you, let's just assume the commission is 6%, $18,000 when it sells. I know broker splits cost all that, but just stay with me for the sake of conversation. If your goal was to make $20,000 a month gross, and your average sale price was going to net you about gross you about $18,000, how many listings would you need at all times? This is the magic number, guys. How many listings would you need at all times in order to basically, from just your sold listings, equate to the income goal that you're after for yourself? Well, let's stick with Austin. In, say, the 04 area, that area is very hot. Lots and lots of people wanting to buy real estate down there. So let's say you worked up to having, I don't know, let's say 10 listings. If you had 10 listings at all times in Austin, you would easily have one, if not two, closings per month. If you had 10 listings at all times, probably you'd only realistically need five in Austin to have one closing per month. So if your income goal was to have, you know, basically $20,000 a month, maybe you need like 5.5 closings per month. So you pick up a buyer here and there. But it's not just some crazy, wild, undefinable number. Now, when Julie and I sold real estate, our magic number was usually around 30 or 40. So we need 30 or 40 listings at all times. Because what happens is when we had 30 or 40 listings at all times and we priced them right and they were positioned right, you know, they were good sellable listings. They weren't just junk listings, lots and crazy things that will never sell. Good sellable 30 or 40 listings. We knew that we would pretty consistently have 6 to 8 of those closed per month, right? And when we sold real estate, you know, when you're selling houses in the hundreds, your average sale price is going to fall to whatever the average is for the area. So when we were selling real estate, that would mean that we would have 6 to 8 closings per month that equated to roughly $8,000 each. That was enough for us to basically hit our goals, cover the expense, save money, the whole nine yards. But it took us a while to understand the concept of that magic number. So for Julie and I, the magic number was 40 at the time when we sold real estate. If you're in a hot market like Austin, the magic number, if your goal is to make, you know, 240 a year, your goal might be, or your magic number might be 5. So the magic number is the number of listings you need at all times to meet or exceed your financial goals. Now, notice what I didn't talk about. I didn't talk about having to work with buyers necessarily if you didn't want to, which means you get your nights and your weekends back, right? A seller, working with the seller is a more professional relationship. They don't really expect you. I know if you set the precedent that they can call you 24 hours a day, a lot of them will abuse it. But if you set the precedent, like on your voicemail, say, hey, this is Tim Harris with ABC Realty. If you're calling in the evening hours or on the weekends, please leave a number where I can reach you during normal working hours. That's a great voicemail, and then you're setting the expectation of when you're going to be returning calls. Get what I'm working at here, guys? You can actually have your business work around your life. Look, being on call in real estate, that's nuts. Because that's what happens when you chase buyer leads. That's what happens when you're independent on buyers. Because you have to work when the buyers aren't working. You know, that's when they call, when they're, you know, on the weekends, on the evenings. So you end up basically sacrificing, and oftentimes way too much, to chase buyers. But if you decide to be a listing agent, which is what all of you must be doing, then it's easier. It makes your life simpler because you just have to know what your magic number is. Now, I did some research on the Gal that wrote the email, and I did look to see what your listings were, and I did see the price points. Your price points are low. You're selling in an area, I'm guessing, not where you live. That might be part of your problem, because if you sell a house and the average sale price is so low, after taxes and maybe broker expenses, it may not be worth doing. So you might want to consider, frankly, not working, or look to see, you know, based on your sale price, where a lot of those listings were, because you just don't make any profit from it. And frankly, from some of the houses I looked at, they look like they're in dangerous areas. So maybe that's not part of your plan either. That means, again, going back and creating a plan, maybe you're going to go and start focusing on areas where the sale prices is higher, and you can do it. You know, you don't have to start out in real estate by selling crap. You don't. Despite what people might tell you, you can literally go and start selling the most expensive real estate in town as long as you have some skills to back you up. You know what? Sellers don't care. They don't care. If they like you, they're going to list with you. And next thought, Julie?
Well, so related to that, for our listeners, including our desperate agent listener who wrote the email, that leads to the next thing. Some of you are listening saying, why would I want more listings when the listings I have are not selling and these sellers are torturing me with the what have you done for me lately call? We're familiar with that. That's why, for example, in the Coaching Essentials class, we have something called the Seller's 12-Week Communication Plan. So there's several levels to this. Number one is you, and this was alluded to in the email, you have to become excellent at pre-qualifying both buyers and sellers for motivation for time frame, and really for their coachability by you. Okay, so we have a rule with our coaching clients that says if you have somebody who is highly motivated and has to sell, in other words, there will be an agent making a commission, you or someone else, you have to take the listing unless they're a jerk, and then you can opt out. Okay, so that means you're asking lots of questions, you're using a very specific seller pre-qualification script, buyer pre-qualification script, and then making your judgment call whether you're going to actually go to that appointment or not. Okay, so let's say that you've become really great at that, and now you're working on your magic number, and you've got X number of listings that you must maintain at all times to drive your business, but you're frustrated because now you got to manage all these sellers, which makes you demotivated to get even more sellers who are going to hold you accountable to actually selling the listing. Well, so that points to a couple of different issues. Number one is making sure that you're excellent at pricing. One of the things that we highly believe in and promote amongst our coaching clients and our listeners is that you get really good at BPOs because that means you are being paid to learn to be a good pricer. Now, if you're already good at that and you can crank out CMAs all day long and be accurate, no problem, then it's your job to make sure that you're pricing it in such a way that it will actually sell. Now, sometimes the market will change on you and you'll have missed that. So that's why we have the seller's 12-week communication plan. The more you're talking to them about what you're doing to get their home sold, the more likely they are to give you price reductions faster and better price reductions. That means you stay motivated to have more sellers, not fewer, and you're building up to that magic number. So there are some of you listening right now that think that you have your magic number of listings. Maybe your magic number is 10. Having 10 listings at all times should give you what you want, but you're starting to get frustrated because your market's changed. That doesn't mean that you shouldn't be a listing agent. It means you've got to really reassess. You might have 10 active listings, but only 5 of them are truly motivated. That could be the case. Maybe your magic number now with changing sliding market is 15 and it's not 10. And maybe you could have in the past gotten away with list it now, sell it tomorrow, and now that's not working for you anymore. So you actually have to talk to your sellers before it sells. So this is the type of stuff that we work on as coaches, is identifying these issues before you guys identify them so we can get in front of them and have an actual plan. So the answer is never stop being a listing agent or don't take any more listings because, you know, it's more challenging. It's to get better at managing your listings. And that came out in the email, something about, you know, not being able to sell the listings that I already have. That's probably because, and I'd have to do more research, but probably because there's a lot of competition amongst what you have listed. You probably need some price reductions. You may have some non-motivated sellers. So that's something you got to get better at as a professional listing agent, okay? So the other thing I wanted to address here, Tim, there's a lot of our listeners that do have, like our desperate agent emailer, has a business management degree. And this real estate stuff seems like a lot of, in her words, crap to figure out. Okay? It is. It's not you. There is a lot going on to figure out. So just because you're someone that has any degree, business management or otherwise, there is an art to this. And it's easier if you have somebody helping you. It absolutely can be done. It is absolutely in your control. But some of this falls back to having a daily specific schedule that is ultra laser focused.
I wrote that word down. I knew we were going to get there.
I was reading your mind at some level.
Yes, I wrote down two other words too to remind me. I wonder if you've read my mind about those too.
There you go. Back to you.
But that's the essence of it, right? Have a schedule. Now, everyone talks about scheduling, the importance of scheduling. And, you know, here's the thing. We get into real estate, so we don't have to have a schedule. But that's the truth, right?
That's the free thing.
We want freedom. We don't want people telling us what to do. You know, we want all these things. And guess what? You got your license. Everyone thinks you're a professional, you know, salesperson. Everyone thinks that, you know, you're doing something all day, but you aren't. And you don't know that you're not doing something because everyone else around you is doing the same nothing, even though they're all busy, busy, busy.
And it all looks like work. Right?
Yeah, it worked well. It takes up time. Remember the whack-a-mole analogy, guys? Oh, yeah, your ego loves the busy work. It's going to create more shit for you to worry about. Oh, your email just went off. You got to check your email. Oh, if that sounds like a problem, this is a problem. There's some comment here. Blah, 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 blah. Right? So, scheduling. You have to learn what's the most important thing every single day. And it's not that complicated. I mean, really, real estate comes down to really arguably five or six different things. You got to do lead generation. You got to learn to pre-qualify. You got to learn to present. You got to learn to negotiate. You got to learn to close. Those are the core disciplines in real estate. You know what? Those things do, when you get it, when you mastered, okay, I was holding myself back from saying what I was about to say, but I'm not going to hold myself back. If you get good at lead generation, pre-qualifying, and presenting those three things, frankly, you're going to be home free. You could be bad at the other things, and you'll be just fine. Because if you learn to be a really good listing agent, if you learn to be a really good pre-qualifier, the inventory, you know, you can hire somebody to do the rest. That's the truth. And you'll be fantastic. And you'll have lots of, you know, lots of freedom from a lot of the worries that comes from agents who basically think their life is all about whack-a-mole. So have a schedule. The next thing I wrote down is the schedule has to include daily minimum standards. And I'll give you a for example. Now, yes, Julie and I are about to, what we're about to say, some of you guys are about to say, oh my God, it's not social networking. You're not going to tell me to like a bunch of shit on Facebook? No. So we're going to tell you guys, you know, you got to get past the idea that you can make generate consistent business passively. Anything that require an email is passive. A comment is passive. Posting something is passive. Direct mail is passive. All those things are passive. Those passive things do sometimes work, but they should not be the things you do primarily. When you're in this business to last, and especially when you're starting, learn how to do the proactive things. Hey, guess what? The biggest reason is because not very many other agents have taken the time to learn how to generate their own business. And that's the reason that they're stuck on these hamster wheels of buying leads, because they don't have any skills. Oh, you just insulted millions of realtors. Well, maybe. You know, maybe I did, and I apologize if I offended you, kind of, but the reality of it is true. If you know how to generate your own business and some Yahoo calls you up wanting to sell you buyer leads, you are going to laugh on the phone and hang up because you know that you don't need to succumb to that. That's the wonderful thing about having daily minimum standards. So, for example, daily minimum standard that works along with your schedule is making a certain number of actual over-the-phone or in-person contacts every single day. It does not have to be an insane number. You could start out with something very manageable, like one or two or three. That's basically how you start to build the momentum. And then after that, you can start building, doing your daily minimum standards around other things, like, you know, all leads will be followed up on within 5 minutes. You know, all there's just so many different little touch points that are really critical to be successful in real estate that you need to, like, prioritize the ones that are going to get you the best bang for the buck. So schedule around the activities that are going to get you paid. Typically, you know, you want to start your day around 8:30, and you're going to time block in maybe hour or two-hour increments. And at the around lunchtime, you have done the most important things of that day. Maybe you have a listing appointment, so there's that. But for the most part, you will know at the end of every single day that you did what you didn't want to do when you didn't want to do it at the highest level. And you know the accumulation of doing that every day is going to equal results. You might not get it right away. It might take you 60 or 90 days. But when you stick to it and you do it every single day. So here's the thing, guys. Nothing that we tell you to do as part of our coaching program is a hypothetical, maybe it'll work, maybe it won't. Everything, okay, I'm going to say that again. We're not going to suggest that you guys do a direct mail. If you want to do direct mail, obviously we have coaches that will show you how to do it. But the reality of it is that's something that comes down the road after you've done the other things that we know will work for every single person when they work it. And that's the beauty of what we're doing. We're showing, giving you guys actual skills. We're not proponents of the easy button. We're not proponents in telling you guys that somehow you can just magically wait around passively for business to come to you. So keep focused on that. And the third thing I wrote down, especially for this, and I got your chat, Julie. The third thing I wrote down was you've got to say no. Julie touched on this. When you're pre-qualifying, like a seller in particular, and you get to our question, you know, in essence, Mr. Seller, do you want to sell this house or you have to sell this house? Well, I just don't know, blah, 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 maybe I'll rent it out. Well, so Mr. Seller, if I were to swing by with a buyer that, you know, wanted to purchase the house at your price and close around your schedule, all the things about this buyer made sense, but they wanted to close in the next 30 to 60 days, what would you tell me? Well, we need a place to go, or we're not quite ready to move that fast. Aha! So now you have a better sense of what their motivation is. So you've got to learn to say no. And by the gal who wrote the email, I looked at your website. Looks to me like you're dealing with a lot of investors. investors, especially when it comes to selling, sketchy motivation because they can always fall back and rent the property. So you got to keep your mind clear about that. Pre-qualify folks. When they don't meet the criteria that you set for yourself, a seller has to sell, not wants to sell. Someone absolutely positively has to sell the house. Those are the sellers you focus on. And there are guys in every market, there are literally hundreds if not thousands of sellers that have to sell. You just have to learn to ask the right questions. You have to learn how to go to the people that already have their hands up in the air saying, please help me sell my house. And when you do that, you're going to find, you're going to discover that your world that you thought was limited with opportunity, where you didn't see, where you maybe before were thinking, I have to buy my business or I have to do things, you know, like everyone else does it. When you start realizing that, you know, essentially the world is a big, like, pond full of fish. And if you just basically use some smarts and go, not necessarily where all the other fisher people are, fishing men, fishing women, if you go to where the fish are, you're going to find that almost instantly your life gets a lot easier. Things just start to flow. So for gosh sake, go to where the fish are. Learn how to go get those fish, and then you won't go hungry. Julie, I think I hit on those 3 points. Is there anything else you want to jump that you want to pull out of this email before we wrap?
Yeah. Well, so sometimes agents will stay in a certain market in a certain price range simply because that's their comfort level. That's their neighborhood, and I appreciate that. That's always more comfortable to sell what you know, but it might not actually be what is actually selling. So what I always assign as a coach when I run into this is go preview the stuff that you're uncomfortable with. Preview the next price range up. Preview the next neighborhood over. Find out what's actually selling in your market or in the market next to your market, and go sell that because that's more profitable. It might not be what you think. You've got to do some market research and be willing to branch out and make some changes in order for you to actually make those sales. Now, if you're going to stay in your own neck of the woods and it's harder to sell and longer days on the market and maybe not the average sale price you want, well, that means you're going to need more of it. You're going to have to raise that magic number of listings that you need at all times, maybe double or triple or quadruple that. So that's something you've got to come to terms with. These are the types of questions that we deal with as coaches to help you navigate what is a lot of stuff to figure out. So, desperate agent, you're not alone. And thank you for asking for help. We are here for you, as well as all of our great listeners who have any level of this type of consternation. It's normal to feel that way in real estate, but and that's okay. And it's extra okay for you to reach out and ask for help. What's not okay is to continue to be frustrated and try and navigate this by yourself. And the other thing that we didn't yet address is this frustration with brokers and office managers and other agents and where do I get help if I need it. So that's normal too, and I'm sorry that some of you guys go through that. That's why you reach out for help from us so that we can connect you with the right coaching program, connect you perhaps with the right coach, and get you the right help faster than what's maybe right next to you in your office. So many of our coaching clients, many of our podcast listeners kind of operate in their own island and do their own thing with a lot of their coaching not right there in their office. And that's okay. That doesn't mean that your office manager or your broker is a bad person or doing anything wrong. It just means that they're not leading you in the way that perhaps you need help with. So reach out. That's what we're here for. So back to you, Tim, and I think we're ready to wrap.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'll just emphasize that point, Julie. At the end of the day, there's a huge number of agents that basically fail out of this business every year. It's epic. I don't even know if there's an industry that's like ours where you have so many people go in and out. I suppose there has to be, but yeah, I mean, I've heard different things. It's something like 90% of all agents are fail within 3 years and like 75% within 2 years. It's staggering what the failure rate is in this industry. And why? I think we covered a lot of the issues on this radio show, honestly. If you guys go back and listen and you ask yourselves, well, am I guilty of that? Chances are you are. But, you know, guys, the heart of this, and we really believe this is the number one destroyer of quality of life, of health, of financial health, of spiritual health, is the ego. And if you guys will go back and just, I know I started with that point, I'm going to round the bend with that point. If you guys were to start studying that and understanding the negative effect it has on your life, it would change everything. It really would. So listen, guys, we loved helping her. Hopefully we did. Hopefully some of you guys learned from this email as well. If there's ever anything we can do for you, as Julie always says, make sure you email us directly, tim@timandjulieharris.com or julie@timandjulieharris.com. It is our pleasure to help you guys at any time, in any way, in any price range, in any part of the country. Thanks. Have a fantastic day. We'll talk to you on the radio tomorrow.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.